Suppressors and silencers being targeted now by gun control advocates, and the Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to those laws brought by a Kansas gun shop owner and a customer who are fighting federal convictions for failing to register the devices, arguing that the constitutional right to keep and bear arms includes silencers. The Supreme Court didn't even take it up. So this is an important development, and what does it mean going forward? Well, Edwin Walker here, a program attorney with U.S. Law Shield, one of the country's leading voices on the Second Amendment. Edwin, welcome back to the program.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the ruling, what it means, and is this the end of the road?
Well, what happened was that these two individuals, the gun store owner and his customer, were charged and convicted of the manufacturing and possessing a suppressor without getting the proper NFA registration. The NFA is the National Firearms Act. It's the oldest federal firearms law in existence. It's been around since 1934. Interestingly enough, the very first Supreme Court case that talked about the Second Amendment also was about the National Firearms Act, where a man was convicted of possessing a short-barreled or a sawed-off shotgun. Those are regulated by the National Firearms Act. So these suppressors, they're declared to be firearms, even though they're not firearms. They're accessories. But for purposes of the NFA, they're declared to be firearms. And so what this case was about was these two individuals were convicted under the NFA. They claimed, look, this is an accessory. This is implicated. The Second Amendment is implicated here, and the Supreme Court needs to re-review the National Firearms Act to determine whether or not it's an unlawful infringement on the Second Amendment. And the Supreme Court, they were convicted. Their convictions were upheld in the Federal Appeals Court. And then the U.S. Supreme Court just simply said that they're not taking the case. This is the time of the year whenever the Supreme Court decides what cases are going to be heard and what cases are not going to be heard for the next session, the one that begins in October. And so, in reality, very, very few cases are heard. They're granted what's called certiorari. Very few cases. And so, we're going to see a lot of stories coming out about this case was not elected to be heard, this case not elected to be heard. What's concerning is though, since the, landmark cases that we all know, in the gun rights community, Heller and McDonald,
right,
the Supreme Court has not taken any Second Amendment cases. And that's what's really, really disturbing is that this continues a trend of the Supreme Court failing to, clarify what is prohibited activity under the Second Amendment.
Let's be clear about this. First of all, they're not silencers. They don't make guns silent. They're suppressors. They're not as loud. But tell me this. What does this mean for people that own suppressors today? Or that want to buy them? Are they no longer allowed to buy them? Must they register them with the federal government? Is it a state-by-state classification? Where are we?
No, it's a national. Suppressors, like I said, since 1934 have been regulated on the federal level. And yes, you can own them, and there are thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, maybe even a million people who do own them. I personally own a suppressor myself. You just have to comply with the provisions of the National Firearms Act, which say that before a dealer, first of all, a dealer's got to have a special classification, got to have a special registration with the ATF to sell these things. And before they can transfer one to a customer, the transfer has to be approved by the National Firearms Act Division of the ATF. And this is the important part. The National Firearms Act is actually a taxation act. You have to pay a $200 tax and get a special stamp that says you have been approved to have this suppressor transferred to you.
So let me get this straight. Just so we're clear, it's also a registration. It's a national registration.
That is correct. Yes, the ATF knows who has suppressors. They know how many they have, and they know exactly where they're at because this is part of the information that is collected whenever you pay the $200 registration.
And if I'm caught with a suppressor in my possession that is unregistered, or in this case of this Supreme Court case, homemade, I would be in violation of federal law. Is that correct, Edwin?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And so whenever you have your suppressor, whenever you're carrying it around with you, whether you're going hunting or whether you're going to the range, you have to carry proof that your suppressor has been properly registered with you. Otherwise, you would be in violation of federal law and also in violation of many state law. Many states say that it's a state violation to also possess a suppressor that has not been properly registered through the National Firearms Act. And so you're correct. It's you know, a lot of people call it a silencer, and these have been brought into the sort of the news media culture because of the terrible shooting that was in Virginia Beach.
Sure.
And unfortunately, there is a lot of distortion out there and a lot of untruths floating around in the mainstream media about what a suppressor does. And you're absolutely correct. It's not like the movies. It doesn't turn it into some sort of, turn a handgun or a rifle into some sort of assassin weapon. And it makes, just the little pew-pew sound that we see. All it does is it takes the report of a firearm below the ear-damaging threshold of about 140 decibels. So the 45 that the shooter used in Virginia Beach, basically it brought his report down from 160 decibels down to about 130 decibels. So that's still the same sound that you would hear from a car horn.
Right, you're still going to hear it.
Or a jackhammer or any other loud object.
All right. Edwin Walker, program attorney with U.S. Law Shield. I greatly appreciate you being here, one of the leading voices for the Second Amendment. We'll leave it right there. I guess you'll have to register, and that'll continue, and that'll be the way it is for now. Edwin, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show, keeping you up to date. Still to come, Kayleigh McEnany will be here, the National Press Secretary for Donald Trump's 2020 campaign. Don't go anywhere.